Let's consider these stages. In the first year of life, or the oral stage, the baby puts everything in their mouth. The mouth is the first erogenous zone, according to Freud, and the pleasure is obtained from sucking. Sucking their mother's breast or a bottle reduces the tension caused by the hunger drive, and the reduction of tension feels good for the baby. When this tension is regularly satisfied, the infant comes to perceive the environment as a predictable and soothing place, laying the foundation for healthy psychological development. Excessive indulgence or restriction, however, can lead to a fixation at the oral stage. Freud posited that oral fixation helps explain behaviors like nail biting, smoking, overeating, even making sarcastic biting comments. During the second and third years of life, the toddler's libido is mostly expressed in holding in and letting go of feces. He referred to this as the anal stage. Toilet training is the child's key anal stage experience and results in conflict between the id, demanding immediate gratification, and the ego, demanding delayed gratification. Fixation at this stage, according to Freud, will be associated with lifelong conflicts over issues of control, of holding on and letting go. If parents are too demanding, it might lead to the development of an anal retentive personality, a person overly concerned with neatness and order. Starting at around age 3, children become interested in their own sex organs. Children masturbate during the phallic stage, and this behavior is often suppressed by their parents. But this is far less interesting than what Freud suggested was playing out in the unconscious internal drama known as the Oedipus complex, which we'll address shortly. Freud asserted that personality is largely formed during these first 3 psychosexual stages when the basic ego mechanisms for dealing with the libidinal impulses are established. This is followed by the latency period until puberty, in which the sexual instincts become dormant and energy can be focused on social and cognitive development, and then the genital stage, puberty to adulthood, in which the erogenous zone is again the genitals and the individual develops the capacity for mature sexual relationships.